And good Friday evening, everyone. We are live from Aspen High School. It's been a few years since KMTS has visited Aspen High School. Happy to be here. The third-ranked, third-seed, 22-0 Aspen Skiers hosting a four-team regional here in the 3A tournament. It's a little bit different with 3A, and it's kind of fun. They play a district tournament. Aspen won that, running away easily, and then winning that, they get to host the four-team regional. The early game was Englewood, number 14 Englewood, and number 19 Kent Denver. We watched the second half of that, Keith, and I was kind of expecting Kent Denver, you know, would have been a mild upset, but Englewood came out red hot, and they never got allowed Kent Denver to get closer than, I think, maybe 20 points.
Yeah, they had a 30-point lead when we walked in the door, and then they just kind of held them off, and sure, they scored a little bit, but they kind of ran the clock out, and they seemed to have a very good control of that game.
So the Englewood Pirates made Kent Denver Sun Devils walk the plank and beat them 81-58. Kent Denver, I had all these notes printed up on Kent Denver. Todd Shays, the head coach, been there since 1993, the brother of Danny Shays, who played a number of years in the NBA, including 7 years with the Denver Nuggets, 1 year with the Lakers, some time with the Orlando Magic. Had a great career. I thought, I have this great background story. Kent Denver's made a quick exit, so wish them a safe trip. Yeah. But we have another Denver team. It's Aspen versus the Denver West Cowboys. We'll get to Aspen and all the backstory with that with Coach Corey Parker in a moment. But Denver West, the 30th seed, but don't let that fool you. They've got a decent record, 15-4. But that was only good for seventh place in the 5A, 4A, 3A Denver Prep League.
And what a strange league, you know, a 5A, 4A, 3A.
Yeah, a mixture of some pretty weak teams and very strong teams. Denver East, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Denver South, the far Northeast Warriors, Regis, Denver West there in seventh, Northfield, Denver North, Kennedy, and Lincoln. And Lincoln, the bottom of the league there, 1-22. So a great disparity there between first place and last place. But Denver West, I'm just watching them warm up. They've got some athletes. They've got some kids that can dunk. And Aspen, on the other hand, some long, lean, athletic kids.
Yeah, they have about five kids that can dunk on Aspen's team, at least during warm-ups. I mean, obviously, warm-ups is different than in-game. But yeah, we've not seen a team with more than one or two that had that kind of hops and that kind of length, so it's going to be interesting to see.
Speaking of length, the head coach, Corey Parker, tall kid. Remember when he was playing here at Aspen under Coach Steve Ketchum, Coach K, as we affectionately called him, always came out decked out in the suit and tie and led the skiers for 16 seasons, almost won 300 games as a head coach here. Wow. Ran basketball camps, took kids to Europe to compete. I mean, he was all about basketball, and his wife, his ex-wife was really supportive of the program. She was like the basketball mom. And he five times coached the skiers into the Elite Eight. So five times Jack Jabor and I went to Moby Arena at CSU. Had some fun times at Fort Collins. 15 players he sent on to college basketball, including Coach Corey Parker, who played at Drake. And I had a chance to catch up with Coach Parker just a few minutes ago. Aspen Skiers head coach Corey Parker. Corey, how does it feel to be head coach of a team that you led to state many years ago?
You know, it's just special. It's special. I feel privileged to at least have the opportunity, and then I feel privileged to be able to be blessed with a group of guys that just are bought in and dedicated to what we do and the culture that we want to have at this school. So, I mean, it's beautiful to be able to come full circle. You know, I didn't ever anticipate it, but It's a privilege, and I think we're representing it well, just like we did back in the day with Coach Ketchum. So just building off a lot of what I learned from those days, and trying to bring it back.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, how much did Coach K influence you in terms of your, not only as a player, but now as a coach?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think it wasn't necessarily on my mind back then playing, being a coach, but I think just having those positive influences in my life, when the idea of coaching approached me, it was like looking back on those influences left me in a positive light. And I was like, okay, I am able to maybe build off of what I've learned from these coaches that I've had at both levels. And so I think having that good taste in my mouth and having that good experience was a huge thing to look back on and be like, okay, this is something I want to do and really kind of invest my time and emotion into.
Coach K was all about pressure D and move that ball up the floor.
Yeah.
And do you follow the same philosophy?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to get it and go. We want to go and make sure that we are pushing teams in transition as best as possible. And we have length, we have skill, we have some athleticism. So, yeah, absolutely. That's option one, is to get it and go, get that ball moving, going full speed in transition.
The big difference I see right now is you're not wearing a coat and tie.
Yeah, no, I kind of bought into the more casual attire that basketball's kind of continued to have. But he was unique in that way with his attire and his suits.
Well, he'll be tuning in, and I think the Valley's going to be pulling for you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
Best of luck. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Aspen Skiers head coach Corey Parker. So there's the official coaching tree of Coach Steve Ketchum, who's coaching down in Texas now and teaching. Corey Parker also on the staff here as an English teacher.
This game tonight is an educational activity, and because the Colorado High School Activities Association member schools have established...
Aspen 8-0 in the Western Slope, 22-0 overall. Delta is in second place, Moffat County, the Gunnison, Coleridge, Basalt, Roaring Fork, Grand Valley, and North Fork. Aspen this year wins over Bell Mountain, Hayden, Meeker, Lotus School for Excellence, Eagle Valley, Rifle, Glenwood, Steamboat, North Fork, Delta, Vale Christian, Grand Valley, Rifle again, Gunnison, Basalt, Highland, out of Alt.
We also want to give thanks
Moffat
to
County, Park, Roaring Fork, Coleridge, and then the district tournament beat Grand Valley 69-38, Coleridge 60-27, Delta 59-33. And now tonight, Denver West in the bracket of 32. The winner will play Englewood tomorrow night at 6. Let's tune in for our...
I'm so glad that you all can make it.
I think we're going to get the national anthem sung by the Aspen High School Choir, so look forward to that.
Thank you for being here. We're going to start with having our
Denver West, coached by Eric Finian. We'll give you the starters momentarily.
Please stand if you're able to.
Let's pause for our national anthem. Was absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Number 15.
All right.
Jordan Johnson.
I don't know about you, brother, but I got chills from that anthem.
I didn't get to hear it. I was stuck outside.
That was magnificent.
I went down to the scorer's table and got locked out.
That was state choir level.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely incredible.
Number
well,
four,
all right. Kyrie our starters for the visiting Denver West Cowboys.
Number 21.
Kyrell Gorman, a senior.
Wilson,
Jarrell Odoms, a junior. Jordan Johnson, senior. Isaiah Forsone, a senior. And Alfonso Flores, a senior. Eric Finian is the head coach. For the 22-0 Aspen Skiers, coached by Corey Parker, his first year. Shay Corpola, a senior. Ben Godomsky, a senior. Lucas Lee, senior. Porter Lee.
Number one, Ben Godomsky.
Number 12, a senior. And Shay Corpola's brother, Braden, a senior. Aspen averages 67 points per game. And their opponents average just a little over 34 points. So they can play offense and they can D it up. And that was Coach Ketchum's philosophy. And it's obviously rubbed off on Coach Corey Parker. Pressure D, push the ball up the floor.
And their head coach, Corey Parker.
Leading scorers this season for the Aspen Skiers. Shay Corpola, 17.3 points per game. Brother Braden, 14.2 points per game. Porter Lee, just over 13 a game. Simon Holloway averages 7. He comes off the bench. Ben Godomsky, just over 7 points per game. We are about ready to go. The winner will take on Englewood tomorrow in the regional championship at 6 o'clock. Opening tip, Porter Lee and Jordan Johnson. Here we go, and it's won by Denver West. Coming up the floor is Isaiah Forsell. Three-pointer right away from the corner, off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Denver West. That shot attempted by Kyrell Gorman. Forsell. Here's a drive in the key. Awkward shot put up by Jarrell Odoms. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Aspen, and they lose the ball off the floor as they're feeding it off to Godomsky. Passes behind Godomsky, and he couldn't handle it. They'll score it just underway. Alfonso Flores loses the ball. Got too fancy with the dribbling. They retrieve it at half court. Pass to Forsone. Forsone with a drive. Big fella puts him a weird shot off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled. Put back. Good. Jordan Johnson. And it's 2-0 Denver West.
Yeah, that's Johnson's second offensive rebound already. He's all over
and
the place.
Another turnover by Aspen.
Now Johnson just forced the turnover by getting in the way, getting the passing lane there.
This is Lucas Lee trying to dish it off to Godomsky. And Cowboys forced a turnover. Alfonso Flores has it left wing. Guarded there by Godomsky. Underhand pass to Forsone. Here's Kyrell Gorman. Number 22, Flores, left wing. They feed it down to Jordan Johnson trying to drive to the hoop, and he's called for traveling. Good defense by Porter Lee at the block there to force him to travel. Pass into Shay Corpola. Cowboys putting on the press. Aspen gets it not quite across, and they go cross-court pass to Porter Lee. Aspen's long and lean, very athletic, can shoot the ball. Corpola top of the key, Braden Corpola. Pass underneath, turnaround jump shot is off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Aspen. A shot put up by Lucas Lee. Skiers going around the horn. Reset the offense. Pass right wing to Shay Corpola. Pass to Porter Lee. Down low, up the block to Lucas Lee. He banks it in. Ties the game at 2 and a 30-second timeout called by Denver West. 5:48 to go here in the first quarter. So a frantic pace, and Coach Finian called that timeout to settle his boys down. 2-2 score. Corey Parker, head coach, was the 3A player of the year in 2008. Our view of the clock is a little obscured. So we're just under 6 minutes to go here in the first.
By a little, you mean completely obscured.
Yeah. is a drive pass down low to Johnson. Cross court pass in the corner. Drive along the baseline by Gorman. Top of the key three by Forson off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Aspen. Pulled down by Porter Lee. Pull up jumper from 10 feet. Good by Lucas Lee. And Aspen has the lead 4-2. Flores bounces the ball back and forth, trying to find the lane. Oh, that's an offensive foul. You bet it is.
Yep.
He drove to the hoop, found the lane, but taking the charge was Lucas Lee. No, that was Shea Corpola. Sorry.
Yeah, Corpola just had good position and just stood there. And
Shea's about 6'5". He looked like a tree just going, timber.
Timber, exactly.
He took the charge, 4-2, Aspen. Not quite a full house here. Cowboys continue with the zone press. Shea Corpola's got the ball. Pass at half court. And a jump ball is going to be called as they try to steal it from Ben Godomsky. And it's Aspen ball. Shea Corpola inbound.
Yeah, Godomsky got it right there at midcourt, and they just swarmed him instantly.
Braden Corpola to Shea, left wing. Cross-court pass, right wing. To Porter Lee, to Braden Corpola, left wing to Godomsky, a fake right, no look pass, tipped, taken by Shea, banks it in, no, he missed the bank shot. The first shot was blocked, he got the rebound, and his putback was just a little short, 4-2 Skiers. Flores has it, loses the ball, gets it back, a little sloppy with that ball. Here's Diego Lovato, loses the ball, stolen by Shea Corpola. Right wing to Godomsky, lays it up and in. Godomsky with his first bucket. It's 6-2 Aspen. 4:23 to go. Here's a steal taken by Braden Corpola. Tried to dunk it. He came up short. Chased it down, and it's off the hands of Braden Corpola. He wanted to dunk it, do it maybe a soft dunk.
Yeah.
And just came up a little short.
And he's kicking himself for that one.
Lost the ball. It's Aspen ball out of bounds in the far corner. Shea Corpola will inbound. Braden wants that one back. Shea's got it in the corner. Goes up to Braden. Skies to scoop that out of the air. Pass at the free throw line. Turnaround jump shot. Lucas Lee in and out. No good. Rebound caroms around. Scooped up by Flores for Denver West. Goes between the leg, dribble, drives, puts up a shot, missed it, rebound. Oh, big collision there, and they got a foul. They're going to, as Porter Lee came down with a rebound and just got bodied by number 15, Jordan Johnson. That's his second team foul for Denver West.
Yeah, they were lucky that nobody came down awkwardly after that collision.
Yeah.
That kind of collision in midair, somebody's usually coming down on an ankle weird.
6-2 Skiers. Again, the zone press for the Cowboys. Pass to Braden Corpola. Half court to Shea Corpola. He's got it. Nice bounce pass under the key. Saved and retrieved. Good hustle by Lucas Lee. And he threw it away. Picked off. Went to court. Comes Forson. Pull-up jumper, awkward off-balance shot attempted by Chavez, doesn't go. Rebound taken by Aspen. Up the court, and a layup on the left hand, good. Ben Godomsky with his second bucket. It's 8-2 Aspen. Averaging just under 70 points a game as a team this season. Forson's got it. Big fella gets picked up there and got a foul. Called against Porter Lee, his first. First team foul. 8-2 Aspen. Cowboys wearing black uniforms, red numerals, and trim. Aspen in their home whites. Passed. Here's Flores with the ball. He's the point guard. Picked up there by Ben Godomsky. Give him a little space. Godomsky gets picked. Flores, and 5-second violation. Didn't pass the ball off. Too much time. 8-2 Aspen. 2:48 to go in the first quarter. Braden Corpola walking it up. goes to the free throw line, trying to dish it off to Porter Lee. Turned over. Flores drives, kicks it out. Traveling called against Kyrell Gorman.
Wow, some mental mistakes for Denver West.
Braden Korpla, 6'5 point guard, bringing it up. He's a tall, lanky fella. Passing the near quarter to Shea Korpla for three. Off the rim, no good. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by his brother Braden. He's appealing the call, but the ref's having none of it. It's Cowboys ball, 8-2 Aspen. Forsone brings it up. He's a big husky fella. Lost the ball and got to call a reach-in foul against Porter Lee. That's his second team foul for the Skiers. So Coach Corey Parker sending in a couple of subs. Sergio Ruiz. Porter Lee out. Godomsky out.
It's, all right, and Holloway came in.
Simon
him.
Holloway.
Yep.
These players, all these players wearing brightly colored sneakers. Not going to sneak up on anybody with those colors.
and quite varied.
Jarrell Odoms has the ball right wing. Guarded close with the air ball. Tipped and nearly stolen. Drive shot put up. Good by Jordan Johnson. Johnson, he's a very good athlete. He's got both baskets for the Cowboys. Braden Korpela. Flips it right wing to Shea Korpela. Shea to Braden, top of the key. Near corner, drive by Ruiz. Pull-up jumper from 10. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Chavez for Denver West. 8-4 Aspen, low-scoring first quarter. Here's a steal. Pass up the court, too much. Braden Korpela saves it. Nice pass, no-look pass. They go to Shea Korpela, lays it up and in. Oh, that was sweet. Braden Korpela saved it, kicked it into
Lee, and then Lee dumped
and then
it off the...
Lee, that was just great court awareness. 10-4 Aspen. Then West almost turns it over again. And off to Diego Lovato. Lovato guarded there by Ruiz. Top near the half court is Kyrell Gorman. Gorman hands it off to Jarrell Odoms. Aspen playing smothering D. Gorman's got it. Got to get a shot off here. Here's Johnson. Johnson trying to drive. Finds a lane in the middle of the key. Bodies go flying. He puts up a shot and it falls in. He's got all 6 points for the Cowboys. Under a minute to go here in the first. Aspen beats the press. Shea Korpela. Nice pass underneath. Wide open. Missed shot with the putback. Good by Simon Holloway. Great, again, court presence, good eyes. And it's 12-6 Aspen. Holloway with the bucket. Nice feed from Shea Korpela. Gorman's got it near half court. Hands it off to Jarrell Odoms. They're running out of time, and it's nearly stolen. It's off the foot of Shea Korpela. Now checking in for Aspen, replacing Lucas Lee, is Tommy Franceschi. Coach Finian. Can't tell what he's saying there. Now it's going to be a discussion.
Some kind of problem with the substitution.
Yeah. 12-6 Aspen.
We're down to the last, a second and a half or so.
Oh, that's a technical called against Aspen for the substitution violation. So Kyrell Gorman at the line to shoot the technical. And he gets the bounce. No! Looked like he was going to get the bounce. It bounced off the rim.
I think maybe they had one kid check in and then the other one because they had two substitutions. Maybe one of them didn't get checked in. So the scorekeeper's saying, hey, wait a minute. I got somebody playing that should be out there.
Gorman's second shot is good. Got the roll. And they'll get the ball out of bounds. Try and get off a last-second shot here. Inbounding will be Diego Lovato. 12-6. 12-6. Should be 12-7.
Yeah, it's 12-7.
Aspen. Pass into Chavez. Puts up a desperation three. Off the rim, no good. That's the end of the first. After one, this regional semifinal, it's Aspen 12, Denver West 7. This is KMTS. Back to Aspen High School. The skiers lead the Denver West Cowboys 12-7 as we go to the second quarter. It's drive by Johnson. Kicks it out to Lovato. Step back three in the corner. He traveled. Yep. He took too many steps back. Gee, that was legal in Denver last week.
Yeah.
In the girls' game.
When we were watching Skyview, it was NBA league.
Come on now.
I'm going to hold up two steps, but it was more like three, four.
Yeah. Braden Corpola, cross-court passes, flips it with one hand to Shea. Back to Braden. Braden almost got hit there. Drives, puts up a shot. Got it! No charge. Wow, I guess the defender was moving his feet. Braden Corpola with a bold basket. His first, it makes it 14-7. Aspen. That was a strong move to the hoop. Cross-court dribble by Flores, trying to find a lane. Hands it off to Forson, kicks it out. Now they go to Johnson, fakes the three. Top of the key, lob pass, drive to the basket by Forson. That's short, rebound, loose ball taken by Aspen. Pass to Holloway, underhand pass to Ruiz, and Ruiz's 12-foot jumper missed off the rim. He claps his hands in frustration. 14-7 Aspen. Flores. Pass and a drive by Forson, and offensive foul against Forson.
Yeah, the big man likes to put his shoulder and extend the elbow a little bit.
And it's a different league in the Denver Prep League. They allow a little more physical play. Although I don't recognize this officiating crew. In the early game, it was a familiar crew, Eric Nieslanek and Brian Derby. Braden Forson, he's like that one-hand flip pass to Ruiz. He's got to get the ball, go to the ball. It goes to Braden near half court. Scans the offense as he can at 6'5". Looking left now, hands it off to Ruiz. Ruiz, bullet pass out to Shea Corpola. Down low to Holloway, lays it up, missed the shot, but he's fouled. Simon Holloway, the senior, to the line. That's the third team foul against Denver West.
Tell you what, Aspen is very good at finding the open man down underneath.
Yeah.
I mean, they move around well, and they're looking for that opening. They've hit it several times. The shots haven't been falling for them, but they keep that up. They're going to start dropping.
Holloway knocks down the first free throw. Aspen shoots about, what are they, about 66% from the line. Had that number handy a moment ago. Holloway's second free throw. Count it. He's got 4 points. It's a 16-7 lead for the skiers. 6:23 to go here in the first half. Flores has it. Half court. Met there by Ruiz. Ruiz gets around the pick. Pass, wild pass, almost thrown away. Jab step by Forson. Drives, puts his shoulder down, pulls up for 12-footer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked away. It's out of bounds. Aspen ball off the hands. And the Cowboy defender there. Again, Denver West staying with that zone press. Shea Corpola, cross-court, angle pass. Nice pass to Braden Corpola. Hands it off to Holloway. Fakes. Reverse layup. Didn't go, but he drew the... Oh, no. Foul. Traveling. Traveling call to get Simon. Took an extra step. Going through the key there. Little off balance. 16-7. Aspen. 5:45 to go in the first half. Not the cleanest game. Drive by Flores. Right wing to Jarrell Odoms, and we got 3-second violation. All against the Denver West Cowboys.
That is the fourth mental mistake turnover for Denver West.
Holloway and Ruiz out. Godomsky back in for Aspen and a timeout called. A full timeout called by Denver West. We'll take a break. 16-7 Aspen. Just under 6 minutes to go here in the first half. This is KMTS. Back to Aspen High School. 5:31 remaining in the first half. 16-7 Skiers lead. They outscored D West 12-7 in the first. And it's been slow going for the Skiers here in the second quarter, but they still have the 9-point lead. Zone press again for Denver West. Shea Corpel has got it. Pass to Godomsky. Godomsky with a drive. Lays it up with a left hand. Bad shot. Got a bad angle. Left side of the glass. Right side. A right-handed shot. Flores with a little head fake there. Can't get past the defender. Flores with a baseline drive. Floater the right hand off the rim. No good. Rebound. Caroms around. Taken by Lucas Lee. Pass up the court to Shea Corpel. Lays it up and in. Oh, is he smooth. Man, oh man. That's his first basket. Here's a shot from the baseline. Doesn't go by Flores. Rebound taken by Shea Corpel. Braden Corpel's got it. Goes to Shea, his brother, the bright green sneakers. Dishes off to Braden Corpel. Circle. 18-7 Aspen. Shea Corpel in the corner. Right corner. Lobs it right wing to Braden Corpel. Pulls up for a three. The left-hander is nails it. Oh, that's a smooth-looking three from the right wing. 21-7 Aspen. Three subs getting ready to come in for the Cowboys. Isaiah Forsone one-on-one with Lucas Lee. Flores drives past Ben Godomsky. Now they go top of the key to Gorman. Pass back to Gorman, top of the key. Right wing to Jarrell Odoms. To Flores near half court. Flores to Forsone. To Flores, getting a pick. Bounce pass to Forsone. Trying to drive, they cut him off. Top of the key to Jarrell Odoms. Two defenders on him, lays it up, got it to go. Tough shot between two defenders.
Wow.
That was...
just squirted through and somehow got the roll.
Nice bounce pass underneath the Godomsky trailing the play and ball knocked out of bounds. Odoms comes out, 21-9 Aspen. Shea Corpel in the near corner to Braden Corpel. Pull-up jumper from 15, that's off the mark. Barely got the rim, rebound taken by Johnson, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Jordan Johnson scored the first three buckets for Denver West. Stepped out for a little bit, came back in, turned the ball over. Braden Corpel at top of the key, right wing. To Godomsky, back to Corpel. Fakes the three, shoots the three, misses the three, off the rim, no good. Johnson with the rebound. Dishes off to Gorman. Jordan Johnson with the drive. Pull-up jumper from 10, banks it, got it. He's athletic. He's got 8 points to lead the Cowboys, 21-11. Jordan Johnson with the basket. Drive by Godomsky. Right wing, pass to Lucas Lee. Trying to drill it down to Simon Holloway and threw it out of bounds. Lee's pass, a little too much mustard on that one. 10-point lead for the Skiers, 21-11. We've got just under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Here's a turnover, bad pass, taken by Shea Corpel. Bam! Dunk with the right hand! One-hand throwdown. Oh, mercy me. Shea Corpel with the dunk, and a steal by Braden Corpel. Braden fakes it, shoots it, scores it! Oh, my goodness. Now the Skiers are coming alive. And Coach Finian for the Denver West Cowboys wants a 30-second timeout. Woo! Just like that, 25-11, Aspen. Pressure D, and they are quick to the basket. Boy, can they dish the ball. Shea Corpel with a one-hand throwdown. 2:28 remaining in the first half. That was an impressive dunk.
Well, and that brought the crowd into it. You can hear that. That at first we didn't think there was going to be much of a crowd here because the place was pretty empty at the beginning. But man, they flooded in and filled it up.
Englewood Pirates, who won the early game, beating Kent Denver 81-58. They're ahead for the exits. I think they've seen enough.
They've seen enough. Yeah, they're like, okay, this is what we're going to be facing tomorrow.
Probably. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Right now, it's carrying the Cowboys is Jordan Johnson. He's got 8 points. Cowboys with the ball, bringing it up is Isaiah Forsome. Aspen and playing a man. Shea Corpella, here's a pass to Lovato. Lovato with the drive, almost traveled. No, behind the back pass. And a shot put up by Gorman, doesn't go. We got a foul against Denver West. On the rebound attempt, they call it against Jordan Johnson. That's his second. And that's the fifth team foul.
Yeah, they're saying Johnson gave him a little shove from behind to get that rebound.
Pass in to Lucas Lee, or rather Braden Corpella. Corpella, excuse me. Shea Corpella to Braden, top of the key, asking for a pick. Braden flips it over to Shea. Three-pointer, right wing. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound, taken, put back, good! Oh, boy, Lucas Lee was high off the glass, cleaned the glass, got the put back. It's 27-11, Aspen. Lucas Lee can sky. They can all jump. Flores doing fancy dribbling there, trying to impress and call for carrying the ball. He palmed it. Boy, they're just getting picked apart, the West Cowboys.
That's the sixth error-type turnover.
You get the feeling they're not accustomed to this style of refereeing,
yeah,
for lack of a better term. Braden Corpella, top of the key. Left wing to Shea Corpella. To Braden, top of the key. Pass intended for Lucas Lee. Spins out of bounds. A little bounce pass there. Lucas Lee's got his right hand and wrist bandaged. 27-11, Aspen. About a minute and a half to go in the first half. Flores, again, fancy dribbling between the legs. Gets a pick. Picked up there by Godowski. And a foul is going to be called against Ben. That's his first, fourth team foul. Out of bounds at the baseline for Flores. For the Cowboys. Lobs it in to Gorman. Little hook pass, bad pass. Almost picked off. Picked up by Forsell and goes through the key to Johnson. Fakes, shoots, and scores. He's got 10. 27-13. Skeeter's lead.
It's a good pump fake by Johnson to get the defender off his feet. Just wait for him to fly by.
Here's Shea Corpella, left wing. Top right wing to Braden Corpella, three-pointer. That's short. Just barely scraped the front of the rim. And looks like Gorman got the ball in the eye, or maybe a hand in the eye. Jab step by Forsone, has it top of the key, picks it up, hands it off to Gorman. Gorman's got it left wing now. Now kicks it over to Forsone. 27-13, Skeeter's lead here at the half, or just before the half. Time's running out here. Flores has got it. Hands it off to Gorman near the half, the circle. Back to Flores. Underhand scoop to Forsone. Braden Corpella poking at the ball. Playing great D, again reaching around, poking at the ball. Here's Johnson, fakes the three, shoots a two from 15. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Shea Corpella. Full court, oh my goodness. That was actually close. he heaved that ball about 70 feet, and it was closer than I would have gotten.
For sure.
That's the first half. It's Aspen 27, the Denver West Cowboys 13. This is KMTS. Back to Aspen High School, or at halftime here in this regional game. Aspen Skeeters leading the Denver West Cowboys 27-13. Aspen wasn't the cleanest first quarter, but Skeeters outscored the Cowboys 12-7 in the first quarter and 15-6. Excuse me, in the second quarter. Jordan Johnson doing the bulk of the scoring for the Cowboys. He's got 10 points. He had 6 in the first quarter. Jarrell Odoms with a bucket and a free throw from Kyrell Gorman. For the skiers, they get contributions all around. Again, as it kind of mirrors Coach Steve Ketchum's teams from, 15 years ago. Pressure defense, moving the ball up the court, great passing. The passing has been crisp, except for a few errors. Aside from those, the court vision and sense is remarkable for Aspen.
Yeah, there's been a couple of passes that have gotten away from them. I think they just put too much heat on them, but they're very good at finding the open man underneath.
Yeah. Shea Korpela did not score in the first quarter, but in the second quarter, he had 4 points, including off a steal. A one-hand throwdown dunk that really got the crowd into it. That was a beauty. Ben Godomsky with a couple of buckets in the first quarter. Lucas Lee with a couple of baskets in the first, one in the second. He's got six. Braden Korpela, a couple of baskets and a missed dunk. He wanted that one bad. Ended up knocking down a three. It was a pretty shot from about 22 feet. He's got 7 points at the half to lead the skiers. Simon Holloway off the bench had a bucket and a couple of free throws. He's got 4 points at the half.
Yeah, rebound-wise, the teams are pretty even. They both have 9 rebounds. Aspen's got a few more offensive rebounds. Aspen's leading with 5 steals. Denver's only managed to get 1 steal. Denver has 10 turnovers. I would say probably 6 of those are some of those mental, mistakes. They've had a traveling, they've had a carry, they've had a 5-second violation,
yeah.
Those kind of things. And you know that the coach is in there right now going, hey, guys, against a team like this, we can't beat ourselves. I mean, if they're going to beat us, so be it. But we can't keep giving them the ball this way. Aspen has 6 turnovers, and like we said, at least 4 of those have been off of those passes with a little too much heat on them,
right,
kind of thing. But, yeah, some incredible athletes on both sides of the ball, and just fun to watch Aspen find that open guy, make that extra pass.
Yeah, this is our first look at Aspen. We've been talking about, looking at their record, following their exploits, and hey, boy, it'd be fun to watch them. And it's been fun so far.
It's been fun. Yeah.
Talking to the athletic director and his assistant when we walked in, I said, "I know my way around this place." Like it was back. I said, "We used to plug in the weight room." "Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Can we set up on the track?" "Yeah, so we're up on the track, the indoor track up above the floor. We got a little better view of the play, but not a great view of the clock." So Keith's running back and forth, getting his steps in, kind of ducking underneath the railing to.
I have to run about 20 feet to my right.
And trying to sync it up with your.
Way down and then put it into my timer on my phone.
Yeah, and we're pretty close. We're within a second or two.
About 3 seconds is my margin of error so far. So
yeah.
it's a skill that I did not know I was going to have to develop for today's game.
So it was fun talking to Corey Parker, the head coach of the Aspen Skiers, his first year. What a year he's had. What a first year to have to go 22-0 just cruise through the league. And
the only bad thing about a year like that is how you can't possibly you set such a high expectation that everybody's going to expect, oh, this is the way it's going to be all the time.
It's a senior heavy team. Shea, Braden Korpela, Ben Godomsky, Nunes, Lucas Lee, Sergio Ruiz, Porter Lee is a senior. Ansel Whitley, I've seen him. Quinn Mackey's a senior. Simon Holloway, a senior. So might have to, rebuild next year. But ride that horse as long as you can.
Exactly, yeah. It's just going to set a really high expectation for next year.
27-13, Aspen with a lead as the teams come back out on the court to get ready for the second half. Again, the winner will play Inglewood, the Inglewood Pirates. The 14 seed knocked off number 19, Kent Denver, 81-58. A decisive win for Inglewood. They played great defense. That was the key for them, as Ken Denver had 3 players that could score in triple digits, and they were pretty much shut down. Looking at some scores, congratulations to the Grand Valley Lady Cardinals. They beat Buena Vista 60-51, so they are in the regional championship tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and they will play the winner of the Ellicott Colorado Academy game in Parachute tomorrow. So Grand Valley getting her done. It was kind of an upset when they beat Delta for the district championship, and now here they are playing with some confidence and inspiration Because hearts are certainly heavy in Parachute after that tragic loss, that death of the 11-year-old girl.
Yeah, I guess she tripped on her way to the bus stop and fell in front of the bus before it stopped, and it just took her life.
And the community is just heartbroken, and obviously the whole valley, the whole county. You just hate to hear that, and our prayers go out to the family of the little girl, sixth grader at Grand Valley Middle School. So I'm sure they had a moment of silence before the game, and Lady Cardinals playing some inspired ball, beating Buena Vista 60-51. They're in the regional championship tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Here we go in the second half. Aspen with the lead over Denver West as we switch sides. 27-13 Skiers. Braden Korpela. Left wing to Shea. Lob pass. Alley-oop. Slam dunk. A reverse dunk to Porter Lee. Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, that was impressive.
That was pretty.
The alley-oop to Porter Lee and the reverse slam. Gets the crowd into it right away.
Boy, you don't see that in high school basketball very often.
No.
Not an alley-oop behind the back.
They probably said, Coach, can we do this if it's open? He probably said, go ahead. Get back on D right away.
Yeah.
Denver West is a drive, baseline, pull-up jumper from the baseline, doesn't go. That shot attempted by Forsone. Pass up the court to Shea Korpela. Korpela, right wing, head fake, gets tripped, loose ball, scooped up by Lucas Lee. Lee to Braden Korpela, half court. No-look pass, drive, shot by Porter Lee, got it. Oh, that was a nifty no-look backhand flip by Braden Korpela to Porter Lee. 31-13 Aspen. Flores, top of the key, head fake, bounce, dribbles back, and hands it off to Jordan Johnson. Johnson, right wing, drives, gets cut off there by Lee. Pass underneath, shot put up, blocked by Shea Korpela out of bounds. As Jarrell Odom is getting denied there by Shea Korpela. Shane Braden, long and lanky and very athletic. Flores inbounding, baseline, 31-13 pass into Forsone. Forsone baseline drive. Bounce pass through the key. Drive shot from 15. Put up by Odoms. Does it go? Rebound Braden Korpela to Shea Korpela. Cross court pass to Godomsky. Lays it up and in. Boy, can these guys run the break or what? 6 points for Godomsky. 33-13 Aspen. Their biggest lead. 6:10 to go. Third quarter. Jarrell Odoms. Forsone, right wing, met there by Lucas Lee. Left wing pass to Flores. Flores, crossover dribble. He gets fancy with the ball, but doesn't do much. He drives, he scoops, he missed the layup. Rebound taken by Godomsky. He brings it up all by himself, picks it up. Backhand flip to number three, Lucas Lee. Down to Braden Korpela at the baseline, at the block. Flips it out to Shea Korpela. Three-pointer, off the rim, no good. Rebound, foul is going to be called on Braden Korpela, reaching over the back of Jordan Johnson, and Braden picks up his first foul, first team foul. 20-point lead for the Skiers.
This is not the way Denver West wanted to come out of halftime on a 6-0 run for
right.
Aspen.
Flores has it, right wing. Little jump stop, hands it off to Forsone. Going to go around the horn. Here's Gorman, left wing. Well, they carry the ball a little bit. Been called for it a couple times. Flores has it near half court. Met there by Godomsky. Crossover dribble between the legs. Kicks it out to Forsone. Drives baseline. Gets cut off. Forces a shot but doesn't go. Rebound scraped off the glass by Porter Lee. Porter Lee to Godomsky. Alley-oop to Shea Korpela. Missed the one-hand dunk. Taken by Godomsky. Putback attempt. No good. But he's fouled. He'll go to the line. Ben Godomsky. The foul called against Jarrell Odoms. That's his first team foul. Another alley-oop attempt. That one.
That was almost.
And Godomsky's first free throw is off the back of the iron.
Yeah, Shea Korpela just had a little bit of trouble. I think that the pass was just a little bit behind him. He was trying to one-hand it and bring it down. And it just got a little bit behind him. He wasn't able to completely bring it down all the way.
For Aspen, this is the only second time to the line tonight. Godomsky's second free throw is good. Got the roll. He's got 7 points. 34-13 Aspen. Here's Lovato. Lovato's pass picked off by Shea Coppola. Race to the basket. He's got it. Scoops it. Got it. Had to recover if he bobbled it. It's 36-13. Boy.
That's Shea's third steal of the game already.
I mean, it's like Stretch Armstrong. Here's a steal by Lucas Lee up the court to Braden Coppola, who misses the dunk. Rebound. Put back good. Porter Lee with a putback. And Braden wants one of those dunks badly.
Yeah.
He's missed two. Here's a shot blocked by Porter Lee. Just swatted out of the air. Johnson's got it. Drives. Fake. Shoots. Missed it. Rebound. Battle for it. Swatted by D. West. Pass is picked off by Braden Coppola in the key. Coppola up the left side. A little hook pass left hand. Shot three-pointer by Godomsky, who buries it. 41-13 Aspen, as they're pouring it on just under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ben Godomsky knocks down a three ball and a timeout called by Denver West. Full timeout. We'll take a break. This is KMTS. 3:56 remaining in the third quarter, according to our official timekeeper, Keith Harris. You're on the money.
Yeah, I went over there thinking, okay, I'll use the timeout to make sure I get it right on the number, and I deleted it off my timer, and that was the number. Oh, I should have just left it.
41-13 Aspen. It has been a thrilling third quarter for the skiers, not so much for the D-West Cowboys, who are scoreless so far here in the third quarter. Flores brings it up. Met there by Godomsky, who just knocked down that three that forced that timeout. Flores flips it, top of the key to Chavez, who throws it away. Oh, it's tipped by Aspen.
Yeah, I think it was tipped off of Lucas Lee.
I mean, the skiers are so long and lanky and athletic. It's like the hands, the arms are like Stretch Armstrong, the old cartoon character, coming out of nowhere and just swiping that ball. It's amazing. Great anticipation. Pass into Jarrell Odoms near half court. Met there by Shea Coppola. Staying right with him. Adams pass underneath the key. Underneath the basket to Johnson, and he's fouled. Jordan Johnson. So far scoreless in this third quarter, as are his teammates. Lovato inbounding for the Cowboys.
Yep, it's going to be against Braden Coppola again. His second foul.
Lovato lobs it into Flores. High post left side. Met there by Godomsky. Tripped up. Gets the ball back. Backing up. Retreating near half court. Here's Lovato for three. That's short. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Braden Coppola. Angle pass up to Shea. Shea right wing. Back to Braden. Resets the offense. Backs up near half court. Directing the offense. Corey Parker, head coach, on his feet. Barking out orders. Pass to Braden Coppola. Lost it. Just took his eyes off the ball. Lost it out of bounds. And the Aspen cheerleaders changed uniforms. Did they not? They were in red.
They were in red earlier.
Little wardrobe change. All right. 41-13 skiers lead. 3 minutes to go in the third. Lovato with a drive. Little Nolik pass to Johnson. Fake shoots. Got it. Boy, he's all they've got right now. That's the first basket at the 2:54 mark. 41-15, skiers. Lee to Shea Coppola, baseline, double team, smothered. Drives, kick out pass. Here's a drive by Godomsky. Hands it off to Porter Lee, and Lee is fouled by Flores. 41-15, skiers with the commanding lead, and three subs coming in for Coach Corey Parker. Coming in for Aspen, got Simon Holloway, also Sergio Ruiz. Shea Coppola lobs it top of the key to Porter Lee. Lee between the leg dribble. Goes to Franceschi. Pull-up jumper from five. Good. Tommy Franceschi with his first bucket. 43-15. He comes off the bench and gets two. Flores right wing between the leg dribble. Back up three, back up two-pointer, 15 feet, no good. Rebound tipped by Aspen, taken by Johnson. Stolen back by Porter Lee. His pass up the court to Shea Coppola. Coppola with a drive, with a shot. Lays it up and in.
Wow, little, tough shot.
Little contact there, but yeah. As he's falling, he got bumped and then falling away. Kissed it off the glass and in. 45-15, Aspen. The 30-point lead. Flores has it right wing. Little hesitation move. Stops, jump pass to Chavez. Chavez, top of the key, drives, stops at the free throw line, kicks it out to Lovato. Lovato, left wing, between the leg dribble. They do a lot of that. Bounce pass through the key to Flores, kicks it underneath to Jordan. Jordan Johnson missed the shot. Rebound tipped away. Saved by Denver West. Flores has it in the far corner.
I think Porter Lee got a little piece of Johnson's shot.
And a foul's going to be called, reaching in there on Franceschi, a freshman. Jordan Johnson coming out, frustrated, as is Flores. He's on the bench. Tilts his head back, takes a deep breath, says, what do we do?
Yeah,
down
little,
by 30.
He's a little exhausted.
Inbounds pass to Jarrell Odoms, to Gorman. Lovato thought about a three. Ruiz in his face. Lob pass almost picked off. Scooped out of the air by Forsone. Forsone left wing. Top of the key to Gorman. Braden Corpola getting ready to come back in for Aspen. Hand off to Gorman. Gorman kick out pass. Three-pointer from the corner. Odoms. And he knocks it down. Three-pointer for Odoms. 45-18. Porter Lee with a drive. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound. Battle for it. Jump ball called between Lovato and Simon Holloway. And possession goes to the Cowboys. Shea Corpola comes out. His brother Braden comes in for the final seconds of the third quarter. Aspen up 45-18. Again, not too many free throws. Aspen with three team fouls. D. West with two. Lovato's got it. Bounce pass to a Forsone. Underhand scoop there to Chavez. And a foul. Braden Corbett looking puzzled. What are they going to call it against Simon Holloway?
Yeah, I think they're calling Holloway.
His first, fourth team foul. Lovato inbounding. Right there by Ruiz at the baseline. Three-pointer from the corner. Gorman. And that's good. And Gorman with a three. 45-21. Aspen. 20 seconds left. Porter Lee cross-court pass to Ruiz in the corner. Drives. Pull-up jumper from eight. Rattles in and out. Back in. Ruiz with the bucket. 47-21. And a reach-in foul by Ruiz. That's his. Oh, wait, another call against Braden Corpola. Wow. That's his third. Pull-up jumper from the corner by Gorman. Does it go? And that's the end of the third quarter. After three, it's Aspen 47. The Denver West Cowboys 21. Fourth quarter after this on KMTS. Back to Aspen High School. We go to the fourth quarter. The Skiers with a commanding 47-21 lead. 8 minutes away from going to the regional championship tomorrow against Englewood. Here's a drive and a layup put up by Gorman. And Gorman starting to assert his will. Knocked out a three. Now a layup to start the fourth quarter. 47-23. Skiers need to be careful here. Here's a pass to Ruiz. Lays it up with the left hand. Got it. Nice move. Found an open lane and took it. Ruiz with his second bucket. 49-23. Here's Lovato. Trying to drive. Hook pass. Throws it away. It's going to be a backcourt. No, it's going to be taken by Braden Corpola, who get a layup this time. He said, no dunk.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I get a bank shot.
Yeah.
Braden Corpola playing it cautiously there. And how quickly he got after the ball. 51-23, Aspen. Pass out to Jarrell Odoms. Smothered there by Franceschi. Godowski's pass down to Forsone. Under the basket. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound taken by Holloway. Holloway to Braden Corpola. Corpola will walk it up. Taking his time. 51-23. Skiers lead. Lobs it to Ruiz. Back to Braden, top of the key, jab step. Back over to Ruiz. Sergio loses the ball, gets as Holloway gets it. His pass goes off the, was intended for Porter Lee and banked off the glass. But Aspen gets another turnover at the other end. Ruiz has it, and he's called for double dribble. He bobbled it and then swatted the ball to Braden Corporal. Thought he'd get away with it. Ref said, no, 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 no. 51-23, Aspen with the lead. 6:23 left in the ball game. Flores back in the game. Tosses it to Gorman. Top of the key to Jarrell Odoms. Odoms to Jordan Johnson. Overhead pass to Flores. Flores to Johnson. Puts on the brakes, stops, fakes, shoots. Missed the shot. Rebound Holloway. Holloway to Braden Corpola. Corpola gets past the defender. Taken all the way. Lays it up and in with a left hand. Right side drive. Shifted hands in midair and kissed it off the glass. Braden Corpola is... He's got to be college bound. He and his brother. They are two excellent players. 30-point lead for the Skiers. And we got a foul. Called against Holloway.
Yeah, they're going to get him on the reach-in as Odoms tried to drive past him.
Yeah, it's Francesca, actually, his second. 16th out, one more, and we're shooting free throws. Flores inbounds it, lobs it into Forsone. Flores with a shot from 15, doesn't go. Rebound Ruiz, lobs it over to Braden Corpola. Zips one up the court, left wing to Porter Lee. Drives, shoots, nice hesitation move, got the ball, the bounce, the... Friendly bounce. Porter Lee with a great move, just hanging in the air like Elgin Baylor. Keith's going, who? Never mind. Great Laker. Could hang in the air like nobody's business. Here's a steal by Aspen. Braden Corp left the court to Holloway. Catches up to it. Now he stepped out of bounds. Stepped on the K. Well, it says Skiers at the baseline.
Yeah, that pass is just a little bit too far out in front of him. He couldn't get to it.
Braden Corp could flat out throw those dimes. I mean, he throws them on a rope. 55-23, Skiers lead. About 5 minutes to go here in the game. Flores to Jordan Johnson. Left wing to Lovato. Gets a pick. Gets bumped into there by Porter Lee, who swats the ball and almost got a steal. And just slapped it into the Cowboys bench.
Tell you what, Porter Lee is quite the player. He's got 8 points, he's got five rebounds.
Lob pass picked off by Lee. In front of Johnson, up the court to Braden Corpola. Corpola down to Ruiz, who lays it up and in. The ball never touched the floor. Ruiz has 6 points. 57-23, Skiers. Flores with a drive in the paint, kicks it out. They go left wing. Odoms with a three, blocked. No, they call double dribble. Braden Corpola altered his...
He went up to shoot, knew it was going to get blocked, and then tried to bring it down and ended up dribbling it.
Quinn McKee in for Aspen. McKee, another senior in this experienced club. And Coach Corey Parker pulling Braden Corpola out. 57-23, the Skiers in control. Also, Hudson Nunes in the game. Ruiz with a drive, stops in the paint. Here's a 15-footer put up by Holloway off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound caroms away and chased down by Ruiz. Ruiz, no look, drives, kicks out right wing. Three-pointer, Nunes off the rim, no good. Denver West ball, Flores has it right wing, drives baseline, and he's fouled by Ruiz on the floor. And that's going to be a 1-1.
Yeah, I think Braden Corpola and Porter Lee came out, and the way the team was giving them a round of applause, I think they're done for the day.
Yeah, the jersey's untucked. That's the sure sign that he's clocking out for the night. He's put it in his work. Flores at the line for a 1-1. They call the foul against, I guess, Franceschi. All right. 17 foul.
This is only Denver West's second trip to the foul line as well.
Alfonso Flores, a senior. First free throw is no good. Rebound taken by McKee. Ruiz up the court to Franceschi. His shot is blocked. He's fouled. And he's going to go to the line for two. Number 22, Tommy Franceschi. Third team foul, foul called against Chavez. His first. And the first free throw. Good. ...58-23, Skeeters lead. Second free throw. Rattles it in. Tommy Franceschi makes it 59-23, Aspen. Lovato lobs it over. Lovato pulls up for a three. That's off the rim. Won't get the bounce. Rebound taken by Ruiz. Ruiz near half court. Flips it over to Franceschi, right wing, back to Ruiz, who backs it up, asking for a pick for someone to come out and get the ball. 59-23, Skeers lead. There's McKee setting a pick. Here's a three-pointer from the corner. Off the rim, no good. Attempted by Holloway. He's got a smooth stroke. Just a little too long on the off the rim there. Lovato's got it. One-on-one with Hudson Nunes. Okilu Akai in the game for Denver West. Some backup players getting a little some minutes here in the playoff game. We got a foul against Aspen. Just under 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Aspen's going to move on to take on the Inglewood Pirates. And they were certain of it. At halftime, they said, we've seen enough.
Yeah.
They walked out, said, let's get to the hotel and get a little rest. Get ready for the Skeers. The Pirates and the Skeers tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Lovato's first free throw, no good. At the back of the rim, rebound taken by Aspen. Pulled down by Nunes. Ruiz has it. Right wing to Holloway, down to Franceschi. Turnaround jumper with the left hand. Good little baby hook, doesn't go. Rebound caromed away, taken by Aspen. There's Nunes with it. Nunes with a five-foot jumper in the key, no good. Rebound put back, Holloway, good. Boy, all these guys can leap like nobody's business. Holloway with a putback. 61-23, Aspen. Akilo Okai hands it off to Gorman. Gorman bounce pass to Lovato, back to Gorman. Gorman kick out pass to Okai. Behind the back dribble. Picked up right there by Holloway. Now Ruiz has got him. Oh, the old warm up the bus call. I haven't heard this one in a while. Well, that was a carry by Gorman. Missed the layup. Rebound taken by Franceschi. Fast pass. Nice. Great pass. Beautiful pass to Simon Holloway, who gets the easy bank. 40-point lead for the Skeers. 63-23. Gorman has it. Chavez for three. Got it. Rattled it in. 63-26, Aspen. Ruiz. Here's Nunes. Back to Ruiz. Top of the key. Goes underneath to Quinn McKee, who turns around and banks it in over the shoulder. McKee with the bucket. Everyone getting involved. That was a tough shot. That was like throwing the salt over your shoulder. He knew where the sweet spot was on the window. 65-26.
There. Oh, as you say, they were letting the clock run, so they're going to be about 6 seconds ahead of mine now.
About 30 seconds left in the ballgame, and Ruiz will jog it up. Goes to Holloway. Back to Ruiz, top of the key. To Nunes. They're just playing catch now. Franceschi with a drive. He'll bank it. He'll miss the shot. Rebound taken by Denver West. Here's Lovato near half court. Ball knocked away out of bounds. Clock continues to run. Lovato. Long three-pointer. Almost went by Kyle Gorman. That comes up short as Denver West has a long drive back to the front range. The Skeers now 23-0 and headed to the regional championship as they beat Denver West Cowboys, 65-26. Back with the totals after this on KMTS.